This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're having a vigil tonight in honor of that Terrell police officer shot and killed in the line of duty.
Officer Jacob Cantinoza joined Terrell police earlier this year. It was killed Sunday night. The department parked his squad car in front of the station and people have covered it with cards and flowers.
Just how unnecessary something like that is, no matter what the crime is.
They never know what's going to happen, who they're going to encounter. My father's in law enforcement, and, you know, it touches home sometimes.
Cantinoza was married with a daughter. People leaving flowers say they know that must be especially tough on the family right before Christmas. The Terrell Chamber of Commerce has canceled its Christmas parade scheduled for Saturday, saying they wanted to give the community time and space to heal, both from Cantinoza's death and the death of a canine officer. Terrell police will host a vigil tonight outside their headquarters. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's now 4:06. Now the Dallas City Council approves a plan to spend $15 million to host the International Broadcast Center for the World Cup 2026. The Dallas area is already hosting several soccer games during the competition, and now the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center will be the official broadcast headquarters for the entire country. Jennifer Scripps with Downtown Dallas Incorporated says it's going to have a big impact on the city.
This is the perfect backdrop for people that will be broadcasting from literally our downtown to every corner of the globe. No event brings us together as global citizens more than FIFA World Cup.
The money will be used to pay for upgrades and renovations to the convention center to meet technical needs of broadcasters from all around the world.
North Texas Food Bank feeds thousands of families every week, but they cannot do it without you. Can't do it without me. You want to know how? The CEO from the North Texas Food Bank is Tricia Cunningham.
Donate. Donate dollars. If you have food on your table, think about donating meals for others individuals. We can provide three meals for every dollar that's provided to us and know that 94% of every dollar that's given to us goes directly into our feeding programs. So any amount can make a difference. So even if it's a dollar, you can provide three meals. $10 can provide 30 meals.
Now, there's someone listening right now. So there's someone that can afford $10,000. If you can, great. We would love your help. Or if you can give us $10, that would be incredible as well. Go to KRLD.com, find the Raise Your Hand virtual food drive and donate today. It only takes a moment, and you will literally save lives.
Well, the stress of the holidays, they can take a big toll on your health, specifically your heart. Holiday heart syndrome is a health condition dealing with heart rate and blood flow, and it's typically shown throughout the holiday season where we're celebrating more and there's food and drinks involved and maybe a little less exercising. On today's Ask the Expert, we have Dr. Fahmi Farah. She joins us in the KRLD Zoom room. She is the head of Bentley Heart, a cardiology practice in Fort Worth. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Yes. So what exactly happens to the body when we describe holiday heart?
Holiday heart syndrome is a combination of multiple different things. It could be, you know, basically it's your heart condition getting aggravated as a result of the unhealthy eating, the stress, all of this, a combination of effects. For example, people who have congestive heart failure, they can now get into acute heart failure with the amount of salt that's in holiday food, for example. So it's a combination of effects.
This is something that happens around a lot of holidays, because we also talk about this happening, say, around Valentine's Day as well.
Correct. Yes. During Valentine's Day, any holiday, really, like, people tend to overindulge with food. Things tend to be a little bit more unhealthy. And with travel, anxiety, stress, so you just combine all of it, and it can take a toll on your heart health.
And, you know, when people are having these issues, you know, what's the typical client that you see around this time?
There are various different kinds. One of the most common ones that we end up seeing in the emergency department are those congestive heart failure patients, because they have very low reserve. And like I said, food tends to be pretty unhealthy. Salt content is pretty high, and it just really can push them over the edge, and they end up getting swelling, shortness of breath, and they end up in the emergency department. But really, anybody can be at risk. People who have pre-existing conditions like heart attack, coronary artery disease, people who have rhythm problems, and those who have things like diabetes, high blood pressure, they are at risk as well.
There's always a party of some kind going on this time of year. What kind of symptoms do you need to look out for if someone's having heart issues?
The most typical signs and symptoms would be, of course, chest pain, shortness of breath, just not being able to carry on the regular duty that you used to be able to. If you see swelling in your legs, those are all warning signs. But then there are some atypical signs as well. Some people can have just indigestion-like symptoms with shortness of breath and profuse sweating. That's a sign of a heart attack, an atypical sign, so to speak. A lot of times women tend to get that. They won't get any chest pain, but they'll have more GI symptoms like nausea, vomiting. So if you're having any of those, you really should seek help.
That is, that's one of the things is, like, we have to not only just think about our own body and our own symptoms, but, like, watching out for, like, our elders and, you know, while we're around family, just looking out for those symptoms and making sure that we can help those around us. Dr. Fahmi, thank you so much. Was there anything else you wanted our listeners to know about the holiday season and their heart health?
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My biggest thing is stay compliant. You know, a lot of times people tend to ignore the medications they're traveling. They forget to pack. So biggest advice is stay compliant with your daily routine, especially with medications. And moderation is key. Of course, everybody needs to enjoy the holidays, but remember, moderation.
Dr. Fahmi Farah, thank you so much for the time.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
Researchers have discovered traces of fentanyl in some bottlenose dolphins found dead in the Gulf of Mexico. Fentanyl. Researchers at Texas A&M Corpus Christi, they studied 89 dolphins, and they say the small amounts of fentanyl weren't necessarily the cause of death, but definitely got their attention.
Dolphins like to party, I hear.
Well, for more on this story, we are joined from Galveston this morning by News Nation's Xavier Walton.
Just reading the headline, and you guys set me up here. I mean, man, it's hard to believe, right?
Yeah, absolutely. What's going on here?
All right, so I went down, drove up yesterday from Dallas to Corpus Christi. I guess I should say drove down. And, man, so this is the interesting part. They weren't even going in looking to find pharmaceuticals or anything like that within these dolphins. Remember, you know, some were alive, some were dead. But when the results came back, they had to run it again, and then they had to run it again because they couldn't believe that they were picking up traces of fentanyl within some of these dolphins and, you know, various drugs as well. And 30 of the 89 that were studied, then 24 of them had fentanyl in them. So even that alone, and this is just a small sample size. That's the other thing. So this was from, you know, dolphins, not just down here, like, you know, near Galveston where I am this morning, but also out towards, you know, Mississippi, that area, that part of the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, that's an extremely small sample size. These researchers are worried, hey, we could be on or could have stumbled upon something accidentally upon something much, much larger.
So the obvious question then is, where did the fentanyl come from?
And that's a good one. And this is one of the things that I talked with the researchers, one of them about at least. And the interesting thing that she said, and I honestly, it makes a lot of sense when you stop and think about it. She brought up the fact that, hey, you know, drug smugglers for years have been, you know, bringing stuff across, you know, using the open waters. Even, you know, I mentioned this in my report on News Nation, you know, the Mexican Navy, you know, pulling out tons and tons and tons of cocaine and other drugs from the waters. Who's to say, you know, somehow, some way, shape or form, marine life, a.k.a., you know, some of these dolphins didn't get a hold of it. And that's where it could be that. That was a scenario that she laid out to me. But I just think it's very, very fascinating. Obviously, a lot more research needs to be done. But this is the beginning of it, and they didn't even expect to find something like this.
Obviously, humans aren't consuming a lot of dolphin, but we're looking at other fishing industry problems that could arise from this. If fish are eating this thing, is there any concern that it could get into the fish that we eat and consume?
And that's a great question. And that's something I asked one of the chemists, and he told me, you know, we're down there in Corpus Christi, and he, you know, smart guy. And he's like, honestly, I don't trust to eat oysters anymore because I don't necessarily know where they came from and what sort of chemicals are in the water of where they came from. But to answer your question specifically, that's, you know, one of the things they're looking into. They don't know exactly. They don't want to cause concern, cause a panic or anything like that. But that's definitely, you know, what they're trying to figure out. Is there some sort of potential human health impact here? They just need to do more research. That's the thing. It's very early. And I know you hear even a trace of fentanyl in dolphins, live or dead. It's just so compelling.
It is an amazing story. It really is, Xavier. Listen, thank you so much. Appreciate the update. That is News Nation's Xavier Walton. He is tracking this story from Galveston, but close to 100 dolphins up and down the Texas Gulf Coast. Trace amounts. The thing about fentanyl, though, it is so powerful. And, I mean, just the amount of, like, a pinhead could kill a human.
Yeah, we hear right. All these congressional hearings that always say how little it takes.
It wouldn't take much getting dumped into the ocean for trace amounts to show up in some of the marine wildlife.
And it makes sense. We've seen this off the coast of Miami a lot, where they've seen sharks wash up on shore, and they have traces of cocaine because they see, oh, my God, these drug smugglers see the Coast Guard coming. They throw it overboard to get away or not to have the evidence, and then the sharks eat it.
So the next time you order Red Snapper,
that's right.
If you feel a little lightheaded after that first bite,
like, wow, maybe just slow down. But I think that's interesting. He said that one guy is not going to eat any more oysters because he doesn't know necessarily unless he knows where they come from specifically. So it could have an industry effect.
The All Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.